Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Empower for Women Radio, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, providing you with the power to accomplish your dreams and goals and the funding to make it all happen. Well, it's February 6, 2014, and this is Trina Newby, your host and success coach and founder of Women About Biz. I'm ready to empower you with the tools to succeed in life and business and funding to make it all happen. I want to welcome everybody to the show and let you know that this is the day that the Lord has made, and regardless of all of the challenges and obstacles that you may have experienced, you need to know that every single day you are given 24 more hours to make it happen in your life. This is a unique show blended to provide you not only with personal development tools and resources, but we also provide you with an incredible way to generate monthly residual income that you can use to fund your business, supplement your income, travel, build that dream home, or whatever your heart desires. You see, we have a special blend here. We want to make sure that we not only tell you about our incredible business opportunity, but we want to make sure that you also leave our show today with incredible life skills, with tools that you can use and put to use right away that can help change your life and help change your business. I'm going to share with you later on again how you can become a part of an international movement called Empower for Women. We are growing by leaps and bounds. And, you know, one of the things that happens when you grow is that you have all of these challenges. And I tell you, I know that what we have is going to be super phenomenal because of all of the challenges. And they're good challenges. But one of the things that's important to always remember about challenges is that challenges can be conquered and you can find solutions for them. One challenge in particular that a lot of women go through is that they try to find money to supply their operational cash flow for their business, or they need additional streams of income and they cannot get it. Perhaps they've, you know, applied for credit cards, applied for lines of credit. Perhaps they've tried to take out a second mortgage on their home. Perhaps they've tried to apply for a business loan and got turned down. Well, at Women About Biz, we've experienced a lot of women calling us and saying that they are just really lost at what to do to bring in more operational cash for their business short of getting a 9-to-5 job. And so we were blessed to come up with a wonderful system that we call Empower for Women. And so later I'm going to share with you what Empower for Women can do for you and how it can empower you, not only you, but women all around the entire world. Tonight, our hot personal development topic, by the way, is setting milestones. Now, while goal setting is a key factor in laying the foundation to manifest your dreams and goals, setting milestones brings your goals to life. Tonight, I'll be sharing with you how to set those milestones and how important they are. Also tonight, I'll be sharing with you an excerpt from the book Letting Go of My Bananas by Dr. Daniel T. Drubin. And this is going to be very interesting, and I know that you ladies are going to like it this evening. The question that this book poses is, how's your dash? How's your dash? Think about that, because a lot of people don't even know what that statement actually means. So I think you're going to really enjoy this book excerpt tonight. Also, we're going to talk about a fabulous new program called Making It Happen, which is our group coaching program that's actually extended from our regular monthly group coaching. It's being extended through 90 days. Making it happen is all about just that. It's becoming that six-figure woman. It's enhancing your finances. It's being the CEO that you need to be for your business. So I'm very excited to be sharing that information with you this evening. And, of course, I'm excited, last but not least, to be talking to you about later today or tonight, Empower for Women. You're going to learn how, again, you can literally earn thousands monthly simply by referring seven women. And so we're going to be sharing that information with you. But first, we're going to go ahead and talk about how serious are you about positively moving yourself to the next level. You see, one of the things that I have learned about life is that you can talk about what you want to do all day long. You can look at your dreams and your goals, and you can daydream over them. You can contemplate over them. You can think about them in your mind. You can even write down some of the things that you want. But there has to be another part of you that actually makes everything pop, that makes everything start coming together. And I think what has to happen is that you have to go through a whole nother level of seriousness about what it is you want in life. You see, you need to understand that you need pinpoint clarity and focus to get to where you need to be. And a lot of women talk all day long about what they want out of life, but they never achieve it, in part because perhaps they don't know about the way to go. They don't have the path to go on. No one ever taught them the skills. Maybe they didn't develop those skills of knowing how to get themselves to that next level. And perhaps they've gone through a lot of stress, you know. Perhaps they've gone through financial burdens. And just getting to that next level is more overwhelming than they thought. Well, what I want to give you are three very important things that you need in your life to move it positively in the next level or to the next level. I hope you ladies have a pen and a notepad this evening, because this is great information that you're going to be able to put to use in your life and business. So, again, three things that are going to help you to move to that next level. Here's number one. The first thing that's going to help you to move to the next level is belief. If you don't believe in yourself, and I'm not just talking about a regular belief. I'm talking about a belief that causes you to literally take swift and immediate action in everything that you do. If you don't believe in yourself, it's very true that no one else will, not down here on this earth. Your positivity about yourself and who you are and your belief in what you can do and what you deserve and what you were born to be is all based on your belief at the very core. Okay? And so a lot of women, if you ask them, do you actually believe in yourself? Well, of course, a lot of women are going to say, yes, absolutely, I believe in myself. However, there is really a way to test whether or not you believe in yourself. And here it is. There's something that I call unshakable faith, and I learned this term. It's not original, but I learned this term quite a while back in a Bible study class I took probably about 10 years ago, and I started looking up, you know, what the word unshakable meant. Well, unshakable faith is a belief so deeply rooted within yourself that whatever ideas you have, whatever dreams you have, whatever goals you have, it causes you to kickstart yourself into immediate action, swift and immediate action. Well, that is the level of belief that you need to have to be able to move yourself positively to the next level in your life or your business. So the test in believing is whether or not you are taking the action. You see, again, we can talk all day long about we believe in ourselves, but the test for you to know whether or not you are sincere with your own convictions and thoughts is whether or not you are taking not just a little bit of action, but swift and immediate action. And that's so very, very important, okay? So that's the first thing that is going to help you to positively get to that next level is belief, having unshakable faith. The second thing that's going to help you to positively move your life to the next level, and we talked about this at some length, is discipline, okay? Discipline is one of those things that, you know, women have a tendency to procrastinate, and then at the last moment, we kind of discipline ourselves to get whatever it is that we need to get done. But discipline is something that is not necessarily meant to be a last moment skill. It's not meant to be a last moment action. Discipline is something that is meant to be extremely consistent. And the more consistent you are with disciplining yourself and submitting and yielding yourself to structure and what you need, the way that you need to be in order to have a more productive and abundant life, the more results you are actually going to see. You know, just giving you a couple of examples of how women, how we sometimes do not discipline ourselves, you can take, for example, that a woman has, you know, a lot of bills coming up towards the middle of the month, 15th of the month. And if she doesn't discipline herself, she might go to the mall and get caught on doing a lot of shopping. She may see a designer purse that she wants, and she wants that purse so much so that she very well may start self-talking and convince herself that she can put off a few bills to go ahead and get that purse. And as a result, because of her lack of self-discipline, what eventually happens is that she digs a hole more into debt. So that's just an example of discipline. Another layer of discipline is if you are in business and you kept saying to yourself that you are going to do a business strategy or you're going to do your marketing plan, and it's in your head of what you want to do, but you never get it done, you are not disciplining yourself. You're not subjecting or submitting it or yielding yourself to what your conscious mind wants to happen, the results that you want to happen. So as a result, guess what happens? You don't get the clients that you need. And your marketing, because it hasn't really been strongly implemented, you're not able to attract people to your business. So it's, discipline is very, very important in moving yourself positively to the next level. Last but not least, and helping yourself to get more serious about moving positively to the next level is, guess what? Follow up is so very important. Now, we've talked about these things in different ways on the show, but follow up, ladies, is not just a double-digit word, okay? Follow up is very important because this is really the key to making all of your goals final, to making them come to fruition, to making them happen. This is it. And so if you do not have strong follow-up skills, what happens is that you can have discipline and you can have that level of belief that you need to have in yourself, but what happens is that if you are not able to follow up and follow through on what you're being disciplined about, guess what? It's still not going to happen. So follow-up really is the key that unlocks the door to all goal setting, because with follow-up, it is what helps you to make things happen. So there you have it, ladies. You know, these are three things that you need to do to move yourself positively to the next level. You need to have unshakable faith, that level of belief so deeply rooted that it causes you to take swift and immediate action. Number two is you need to have that discipline, and you need to have consistent discipline. And number three, follow up and follow through. That is so very important. For those of you that have just tuned in, you are listening to Empowerful Women Radio, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, and this is Trina Newby, founder of Women About Biz, and I'm so excited to be here with you this evening as we share ways that you can accomplish your dreams and your goals. Moving right along, we've got a great excerpt from the book Letting Go of My Bananas. And this is one of my most favorite books, ladies. And if you have a pen in hand, write the title of this book down, Letting Go of Your Bananas, How to Become More Successful by Getting Rid of Everything Rotten in Your Life by Dr. Daniel T. Drubin. Again, for those of you that are new to the show, I'm going to quickly tell you how he came up with that title, Letting Go of Your Bananas, okay? So, again, in Africa, one of the ways that they would trap monkeys and capture them is that they would put bananas in a narrow tube bottle, okay? A narrow tube glass bottle that would be somewhat heavy. And they would put the banana in the bottle with the utensil and then turn it horizontally. So what happens, of course, is what a monkey is attracted to. What is one of their main staples? Bananas. So they go and put their hand in the narrow neck bottle to get the banana, except for when they go to pull it up, it's horizontal so it can't come out. The monkey's trying to figure out how to get the banana, and he doesn't want to let it go because it looks so good to him. So he holds on to the banana, and eventually, as he's holding on to the banana, the jar gets heavier and heavier on his hand. The monkey thinks that he can climb trees with the jar on there, but he can't. So his hand, his wrist, starts swelling in the narrow neck bottle, and the banana actually starts rotting. But he still can't get his hand out of there, and that is how many of the cultures catch monkeys. Well, Dr. Daniel Drubin likens the monkey with his hands on the banana and can't get his hands out of that narrow net bottle. He likens that to us as people who hang on to baggage that we should not be hanging on to. Okay, we have our own bananas in our lives. There are obstacles, there are challenges that we have in life. They are naysayers that we might have in our lives that we keep in our lives, environments that we place our own selves in that we need to remove ourselves from. And so as a result, many of us need to let go of our very own bananas. Well, I read an excerpt on last week, and a lot of you emailed me and told me that you truly enjoyed that. So I thought that I would keep on with some of the excerpts from Letting Go of Your Bananas this week as well. So this is actually part one of The Dash of Life, and I think that you'll find it very, very interesting. The author goes on to say, when was the last time you visited the cemetery? Yes, the cemetery. You know, the last time you visited someone's grave site. In all likelihood, you stood at the foot of someone's grave and read the words and dates that were etched in the granite. I have always, he says, wondered how a few words, numbers, or comments etched in stone could define who a person was, what they stood for, and accomplished, whose life they influenced, or the content or quality of that individual's life. He goes on to say, you and I both know that there is so much more to the story than what the words on the granite tell us. As you stare at the stone, you notice the name. Is that what will define your life, your name? Not likely, although some names do become synonymous with the accomplishments, either positive or negative, of a person's life. Maybe not, or maybe it will. He goes on to say, will the quality of your life be measured by how many years you have lived? Well, not necessarily. There are people who live long lives and appear to accomplish very little, while some people can achieve great deeds in a relatively short time. Will the specific date you were born or the date you died define your life? Probably not. The most important information, listen up, the most important information on the stone tends to be the least noticed item on the stone. Guess what? The dash. The next time you visit the cemetery to visit a loved one, just focus on the dash. In reality, it's the only thing that really matters. Let me explain, he says. One day, a friend I had not seen for quite a while approached me and asked, how's your dash going? I had absolutely no clue what he was speaking about. So when I said, my what? He said, your dash, you know, how's your dash? still totally lost and beginning to think more about the dashboard of my auto or about running races than living life, I asked him, what was he talking about? He continued, your dash of life. Enjoying my total confusion, he went on to explain that everyone is born with two dates, the date of their birth and the date of their death. Although you know the date you were born and do not know the day of your death, trust me, there will be a day when you no longer exist in your present form, and the two dates will define your time on this planet. He said that businesses, like people, also came with two dates, the date the business began and the date the business will cease to exist. He then goes on to explain to me that the day of your birth or the inception of your business or the day that you die or the death of your business is meaningless compared to the dash that lies between the dates. He referred to this hyphen as the dash of life. So seldom notice when you stop to consider quality of life accomplishment, the only thing that really matters is the dash between the dates. So while your two dates are important, the dash between the dates signifies all the events of your entire life. Your dash is what truly defines how you have lived, how you have served others, and the impact you have had on the people who matter most to you and the world in general. It's your own personal dash of life. No two dashes are exactly the same. The dash of your life is your dash and yours alone. It is a direct reflection of the choices you have made and the decisions you have chosen to act upon. He says, you see, it's not what you take away from life that will ultimately define your existence. It's what you have brought to the party of life that makes you special to yourself and to others. In order to improve the quality of your life, your dash, there are some things you should consider doing. First, you must embark on and become involved in a program of personal improvement. Read self-help books and act on the information. Find a mentor to show you the way to a better existence and decide to be held accountable for your actions. When you do these things, you are on your way to a better, more fulfilling, and more enjoyable existence. Taking yourself from where you are in your life to a better place begins with the decision to make you a better you. The better you make yourself, the author goes on to say, the better you make every area of your personal and professional life and everyone with whom you come into contact. The more you elevate your standards of personal excellence, the more you will notice that the people in your sphere of influence raise their standards. Armed with the knowledge that the number one thing you can do to make your life better is to make yourself better, now is the best time to start working on you. That means, ladies, that no matter what barriers lie in the path of your personal improvement, you must be committed to doing whatever is necessary to overcome those barriers. It's not important to you to like what has to be done to improve your life. You just have to do it. Well, that's the end of part one in How's Your Dash, and I hope that this interests you guys enough to stay tuned to next Monday when we will finish reading this excerpt from the book Letting Go of Your Bananas by Dr. Daniel T. Gruven. I know that for myself, this book has meant a lot to me, and I hope that many of you who are listening will consider getting Letting Go of Your Bananas. It's a simple, easy read, but it's very profound in the simple words that it contains. I'm going to go ahead at this time and share with you some information over at Women About Biz. And for those who have not visited Women About Biz before, make sure that you check us out at womenaboutbiz.com. And I want to share with you about a very special program that's going on starting on the 17th of February and going all the way through May 5th. Normally we have our group coaching twice monthly. But I've had a lot of women during my Power Talk sessions who really are wanting to see things happen a lot faster. They're trying to be the type of CEOs that they need to be for their companies, and they just need that information and that system that's going to take them to the next level and help them to either, one, create that six-figure income this year, or two, step it up a notch and enhance the six-figure income they already have and move to another level of six figures. So I would like to introduce to everyone listening something very, very special. It's called Making It Happen, targeting your business goals now. And that's what Empower for Women Radio is all about, is we want to really help you to accomplish your dreams and your goals. You know, this is a very life-changing and business-altering group coaching program that we have designed for our gold members. And the whole point of this program is to literally help you to rid yourself of procrastination, remove negative habits, and the I can do it all by myself mentality, because a lot of women feel that they can do everything by themselves. And we want to transition you to embracing a power of focus, goal setting, delegation, learning how to outsource and take action, and having a taking action mentality that will turn you into literally a six-figure magnet. Okay, so some of the things that you're going to learn in Making It Happen, this group coaching program, is how to come up with money-making ideas and see them in action quickly, how to make better use of your time, how to feel in control and not overwhelmed, how to generate more income faster, and how to feel empowered knowing that you personally have the power to and the skills to accomplish any goals that you set your mind and your heart to. Now, it's 12 weeks of group coaching, absolutely incredible. This is very, very valuable because we have extended this for over 90 days special for our gold members. So this is 12 full weeks from, again, the 17th of February through May 5th, every Monday at 7:30 p.m. in the evening. So I hope that many of you who are looking to have some life changes and want to move your business or your life to the next level, I hope that you will consider this coaching program. And you can read more about it. Simply go to womenaboutbiz.com, and all you need to do is go to Coaching Center at the top red menu bar, and you'll see that information about our Making It Happen program. It's 8:27 after the hour. I still see women dialing into our show. And for those of you that have just tuned in, hello, everyone. This is Empower for Women Radio, and this is Trina Newby, CEO and founder of Women About Biz. And I'm just so glad that you have joined us this evening. And you've missed a couple of things, but I know that you can listen to a repeat of the show, and also you're still going to get some great information thus far. I want to now point you to another topic that we have been talking about a lot at Women About Biz, and that is how to set milestones, because milestones are very, very important. If you are going to achieve your life goals, your business goals, then you have to learn how to set. And so what I want to do is just quickly share some things that you may not know about milestones that are very, very important to goal setting, okay? First of all, people make a mistake of not setting clear milestones or well-defined steps with clear time frames. And so understanding what a milestone is really the first step to setting them, okay? So a milestone is basically your marker, okay? A marker that helps you to really identify clear time frames of when you want to achieve certain goals. Okay, and it is the milestones, and it is the milestones that actually help you to accomplish your goals, and everything that happens between your milestones, such as your tasks, from milestone to milestone or from date to date, it's what's going to get you to that next level, okay? Now, what I have learned overall and what a lot of experts recommend as well is, first of all, as women, we overwhelm ourselves because we get so excited about a particular goal that we want it like now, and we actually set ourselves up to fail because we'll say, I want $1 million in 90 days, and not really understanding how long it may take us to research, to discover, and figure out a plan of how we're going to bring that $1 million in. So what I want to recommend to you, first of all, is that in order for milestones to be effective, you have to have a realistic goal. I once had someone in one of my goal-setting teleclasses to ask me, shouldn't you be stretching yourself? In other words, shouldn't you be pushing yourself to move outside of the box when you set your goals? Shouldn't you be setting goals that you can barely accomplish? And my answer to that is absolutely not. No, you should be setting goals based on whatever it is that you want. Now, if what it is that you want is going to stretch you, that's different. But you should never set goals simply to stretch yourself. You should set the goals to support your vision of whatever it is that you want to experience. And if there's something that you want to experience that you don't know how to do or you're not quite sure of how you're going to get it done, then, of course, that poses a challenge and that's going to cause you to stretch yourself. But the thing you need to understand is that goals are there for you to use as a tool to get something done. So you should never think that you should be setting goals that are too far-fetched or out of your reach. Your goals have to be based on what your heart is telling you, what your passion is telling you, what it is that you want to do. So with that said, milestones are the markers that you use to literally plot your goals. So if you say you want to do something, one of the things that you have to look at is setting a deadline, a date, which is a milestone. Just like when you travel out of town and you're driving, you're going to clearly see markers that let you know how many miles you are driving through a particular area or through a state. And then, of course, the markers start all over again once you get out of that state, and they let you know how far you have driven. It's the same concept with goal setting. Milestones are very, very important because, first, milestones help you set the foundation to your goal setting. Without milestones, really, you can have no accountability, which leads to the second reason why milestones are so important, is because they help hold you accountable. You are able at that time, when you set a date to your goals, you are able to have a measurement, okay, a measurement that you can look at in your calendar and know that something has to be accomplished by this time. The other thing that I like about milestones is that when you set a milestone, now you get to back up to where you are now. And in between your milestone and the point that you are starting your goals, all of those things in between will help you to accomplish your goal and meet that milestone. Those are your tasks, T-A-S-K-S, the tasks. All of your tasks fall between the start of your goal and the milestone. So for every goal that you have, you may have to either break that goal down into short-term goals, or you may have to break tasks down into short-term tasks. It doesn't really matter. What you need to understand and what you need to know is that if you do not set milestones, you're but fooling yourself because you don't have a way to hold yourself accountable, and that goal very well may not get accomplished, okay? The other thing that I think is very important for you to understand about milestones is that when you set a milestone, it also gives you automatically a sense of accomplishment. Okay? And when you feel accomplishment, when you feel that, wow, I've made a commitment to this, I'm really going to make this happen, it causes you, guess what, to believe in yourself. And we talked about that earlier, right? How important it was for you to actually believe in yourself. Well, setting milestones helps you to feel accomplished, and when you feel accomplished and you believe in yourself, guess what you do? You take swift and immediate action. So, ladies, milestones are very, very important. Now, what do you do with your milestones? Well, first of all, you definitely need a time management planner because you can't set milestones if you don't have a planner. And so I hope all of you who are listening this evening know that you've got to use some type of time management system. And if I hear one more woman say that she doesn't have a planner because she keeps everything in her head, you know, that is such a big excuse that we use, okay? We're being sarcastic with our own selves, and we are not being serious about achieving clear goals. But milestones are very important. So when you have a calendar or a planner, you can then set that milestone back up to where you are and create tasks to support the goal, therefore getting them accomplished. And then the milestone, again, it sets that constraint for you, and it helps you to stay on the course and to know you've got to get going because you have a certain time frame that you must use to accomplish this particular goal. So there you have it, ladies, ways to set your milestones and why they are so very, very important. While we're covering a lot here, it's 8:35 after the hour, and stay tuned. If you have not gotten a pen and paper, you're going to want to get one because I'm getting ready in just a few seconds to share with you our Empower for Women program. And I hope that for those of you who are guests of our Empower affiliates, we want to welcome you to Empower for Women Radio and let you know right away that after you hear the Empower for Women overview, we want you to get back with the person who invited you and really consider becoming a Empower for Women member at Women About Biz, okay? Well, again, as I explained early on in the show, Empower for Women is something quite divine, if I must say so myself. It's totally bigger than me, and one of the things that I am just so appreciative for is God actually blessing us, Women About Biz, as the overseers of this incredible program. Empower for Women, ladies, is a twofold system that includes, one, the Women About Biz Gold membership, and two, our five-tiered affiliate system that pays referral commission to Gold members for every new member that they refer through five affiliate levels, okay? So all commissions are paid monthly and are residual for the lifetime that each Gold member is referred. So the beautiful thing about this is, as I said before, in this twofold system, on the Gold membership on one end, you get all of these things to support you. You get a lot of tools and resources to help you along your way in accomplishing your dreams and goals, whether it is to enhance your life or to enhance your business, you are going to get a lot of tools. And I'm going to share with you what those are in just a few minutes. And then on the second side of this system is the five-tiered affiliate system that is really going to help make things happen for you because it's going to help you to fund your dreams and your goals. Listen, one of the most important wisdom principles is that in order to be successful, you can't do it all by yourself. You're going to need support, you're going to need mentors, coaching, and a host of other resources to help you on your success journey. And so that's exactly what the Women About Biz Gold membership does. You see, we have learned that there are two reasons women say why they don't accomplish their dreams and their goals. Here's the first reason. Women say fear literally holds them back. Now, there's different types of fear, different levels of fear, different states of fear. But overall, women have fear of moving forward. A lot of it, though, has to do with our lack of knowledge in how to accomplish goals and how to make our dreams come to pass. Sometimes we have wonderful ideas. We're passionate about a business concept, but because we've never did it before or because we've tried and failed at something, we're not quite sure that we should move on and try to move to that next level. And so fear sets in, and we sit there and we do nothing. And so we have to realize that there are ways to get support, mentoring, and coaching for yourself, and you can do this through the Women About Biz Gold membership, which is the first side of this twofold system of Empower for Women. The second thing that women said causes them to not accomplish their dreams and their goals is quite simply money. They lack the funds to make it happen. They'll plan their goals and set their goals. They'll try to accomplish the goals, but then they run into a brick wall because they need a certain amount of money to make things happen. So what we have done at Women About Biz is that we not only want to assist you in providing support, mentorship, coaching, and providing you with a host of other resources, but we also want to help provide you with the funding to do it. And we do this simply by turning all of our marketing dollars back over to our members. Now, as a gold member, you pay only $59 monthly and gain access to incredible services, including business consultations, group coaching, personal development courses. We have a quarterly women's entrepreneur training program. You get full access to the social network, business downloads, how-to articles and reports. And you also have, again, full access to that social network to promote your business, to share, and to connect with women on a national level. So we have it all for you at Women About Biz, and then we turn right back around and we put the icing on the cake, because, ladies, at the end of the day, most women admit that they need money to implement many of their dreams and goals, right? So while many women get excited about the possibility of business loans and grants, the truth of the matter is that they come too far and few between. So again, the solution to that is that Women About Biz made a bold move in creating an internal funding system that redirects our marketing dollars to the members themselves through our incredible five-tier affiliate system. So we make it easy for you to be an affiliate. So once you become a gold member, there's nothing else that you have to do to be an affiliate. In other words, you don't have to pay additional monies to become an affiliate. There's no additional cost. There's no other qualifications. There's no purchase of additional products or services, and there's no cost to you for training and online support. Now, we pay you through five affiliate levels, and on the 15th of every month, you'll receive funding through your PayPal account. So how do you actually spark your funding? How do you get going with this? How do you actually start receiving this incredible referral commission? Well, simply by referring seven women to the gold membership at $59 monthly, and then they refer seven and so on through five affiliate levels, you have the opportunity to create for yourself an incredible income of more than $80,000 monthly and anywhere in between, okay? So that's absolutely wonderful, because this is going to solve a lot of problems for a lot of women. Again, this is going to help women to accomplish their dreams and their goals in a way like never before. This is going to help you to fund your business, supplement your income, travel, build that dream home, or whatever your heart desires, or in any way you choose to use this additional stream of income. And one of the most beautiful things about Empower for Women is that the affiliate side does not interfere with your business. In other words, if you're out there networking anyway with women, then you are able to be a part of the affiliate system and at the same time run your business. So, ladies, this is a no-brainer here. This is something that I want you to understand. This is the truth. You will get indeed paid as you refer. From the very first time that you refer someone to the gold membership, you actually get paid. You will be earning your money. And we have a wonderful back office that we are developing continually that shows you your commissions, that shows you how much money is going to be coming to you, all of that at no additional cost, because we want to empower you. And that's exactly what happens. You know, that word empower simply means to transfer energy. It means to transfer knowledge, wisdom. It means to help someone else, to empower them and give them a leg up. It means to put the key in the door and open the door for another woman who needs help, who needs funding, who needs goal-setting skills, who needs to improve her business and grow her business. All you have to do is go online, Google, in the Google search bar, and put in coaching. You can even put in coaching for women or group coaching. I want you to look at exactly how much a lot of experts out there are charging for group coaching. Now, I am not one to be upset because a lot of people are charging a lot of money for it. It just happens that I am very concerned and very passionate about women who want coaching, but they can't get it because it's so expensive. Even for a woman who's making in the low six figures, it might be quite expensive for her to dish out anywhere between $500 and $1,500 on a monthly basis. Now, at Women About Biz, again, our Empower for Women system is twofold. You get both the Women About Biz Gold membership, giving you access to business consultations, group coaching, personal development courses, our Women's Entrepreneur Training Program, access to our social network, business downloads and templates, and so much more, all for the $59 monthly, okay? And then the icing on the cake again is that you are automatically an Empower affiliate, which gives you the opportunity to earn over $80,000 in commissions on a monthly basis simply by referring seven women. And you earn anywhere in between. Some people earn $250 a month, some $500. We've got some people earning $2,000 a month. So it just depends on what you want. But you need to know that pretty much the sky is the limit. You can incredibly increase your income simply through this powerful referral system if you let it work for you. So there you have it, Empower for Women, and I hope that you will go ahead and get back with the individual that invited you to this incredible opportunity so that you could talk with them and ask them for their affiliate link and go ahead and become a member tonight. Now, for those of you that are a part of Women About Biz and you haven't yet activated your affiliate system, go ahead and give me a call at 678-457-0626. Again, 678-457-0626. Give me a call, and I will make sure that you get the right information that you need. Well, that's all I have this evening for Empower for Women Radio. I hope that you have truly enjoyed all of the information that we have shared with you. Please make sure you go and share the information with someone else and bless the life of another woman today. Thank you again for being a part of Empower for Women Radio, and we look forward to you listening to our show on next Thursday, the 13th of February. Take care, everybody, and have a beautiful evening.